Hi, sweetie. So after school today, I wanted to do something special with you because today is actually International Women's Day, a day that we all celebrate the gifts and all the good things that girls and females bring to our world. Isn't that great? Yeah, so mommy's going to teach you some very special lessons because you are old enough to learn them. You just turned 5 years old. You are such a big girl now. And this is my friend here. Don't worry about what his name is, who he is. He's here to help me teach you. Okay? So listen very carefully to mommy, okay? I know that sometimes I've called you princess in the past, right? I love to call you my little princess. But now that you're getting to be a big girl, I'm going to stop doing all that. Because no girls are really princesses. That's all bullshit, actually. The only thing that girls and mommies and women are good for is to be pretty and to service men and boys because they're so much better than us. We, because we're females, we're just silly. We're really silly. Boys and men are so much smarter than us. And I know, you know, I've taught you about, you know, body parts. We have something, and mommy's not going to use cunny anymore, princess parts. We have a cunt. And it's actually a punishment, really, to have it because it's just a hole. So, you know, boys and men don't have that. In fact, my friend here, he's going to take out his cock, not his pee-pee. Those are baby words. You will now use the words cunt and cock. Do you see his cock? It looks nothing like our little slits. I mean, honestly, it looks like, you know, when we were created, someone just put a big old knife and sliced us open. And there's meaning behind that, baby, because men have these big cocks that can be used on us. We have three holes. Your pretty mouth, your cunt between your legs, and your butthole. That's right. Men put their cocks wherever they want, any hole that they want. And now that you're 5 years old, it's time that you learn. It's time that you learn to use your fuck holes. And they're actually your rape holes because men are allowed to rape us. Especially you. Honey, you are the best fuck hole that men could ask for. You have the tightest fuck holes. You're still so adorable. Like, mommy, I'm just a used up whore. I mean, my cunt is so used up. I'm not as tight as you. I'm not as pretty and cute as you. And so that's why it's my job to make sure you know this, okay? And yes, his cock will go in your mouth. In fact, I'm going to show you how men want to put their cocks in your mouth. Come here. Don't you fucking cry. You don't cry. Big girls don't cry. I mean, here's the deal. If you do cry during this, he's probably going to like it because he's a pedophile, which means that he likes to rape little girls like you. And it's my job as a woman, as a mother, to be a gender traitor, even to my own daughter. I'm going to help him rape you. So get your fucking little ass on the ground. I will pull you by your ponytail and just show you how your mouth should be used. Open up, because I'm going to take you by your hair and I'm going to ram your pretty face against his pedophile cock. Because just because you have that cunt between your legs, this is how you get treated. Little boys don't get treated by this. Little boys your age should be taught that they can treat you like this. And that is something you'll get inside that dumb little brain of yours. You will drop to your knees, even for little boys, teenage boys, old men, even men as old as grandpa. You will open your mouth whenever they want it, and you will let them rape you. Because that is what we should be doing. We are nothing but fucking cunts with three fuck holes. And when you get old enough, you can start breeding just like mommy got bred. You know, when I was raped, when I was 16 years old, that's when I had you. You are a rape baby. And you will grow up and you'll have plenty of rape babies as well. And you'll be thankful for them. You'll raise them and you won't ask men to help you, because that's not their job. Men's job is to go around and fuck and rape whatever the fuck they want. So take that cock down your throat and mommy's going to show you how rough that you're going to take it. You're going to choke on it. Your breath doesn't matter anymore, sweetie. You will lose your breath. You will get out of breath for cock, because your little mouth, because you are so cute, men want to rape it hard and they want to rape it deep like this. And it doesn't matter if you start throwing up or if you start choking or crying, that's just going to make them rape you harder. And then what's going to happen? This man, I'm going to help him too. I'm going to open up your pretty little legs like you're intended to do. And he's going to rape your five-year-old pussy. He's going to rape it hard. He's going to make it hurt. And you're going to be thankful for every moment of it. Because this is what happens to little girls. Little girls are rape meat, the prettiest rape meat. Kindergarten little sluts like you need to be raped by pedophiles all the time. You're going to get this all day, every day, sweetie, because that's what you deserve. And mommy will be proud of you. I'll be so proud of you when you take all of this cock, multiple cock too. Every man in this neighborhood is going to pound your little holes, and this man right here just warming you up, just so I can teach you the right things. And, you know, mommy's going to make sure that you look like a proper little kindergarten whore too. You're going to start dressing sexy. You're going to start not wearing panties, because when we're in public, I'm going to whisper to men and ask them if they want to rape my little five-year-old daughter. And I'm not even going to charge them money, because I'm a good whore and you're going to be the same. You're going to follow in mommy's footsteps. You're going to be the best five-year-old rape whore that the world's ever seen. And I'm going to make sure of it. You're going to be raped and pounded. And also, honey, also, some men like this pedophile, they want to hurt you because they just can't help it. And you need to be thankful for the abuse. If he wants to punch you in your pretty face, you will take it and you will thank him for it. If he wants to take his fist and punch your little tummy, that's what he'll do. If he wants to hold you down by the bottom of his dirty shoe while he's raping you, even if it hurts, you will take it. If he wants to bend you like a fucking five-year-old pretzel just so he can rape you deeper, you will take it and you will start loving it. And I know it's going to take some time. You're going to want to cry and whine like a dumb little bitch. But honey, because you're a girl just like mommy, you're a dumb whore. We're fucking dumb. We don't deserve anything but rape and abuse. If this man wants to abuse you, that means he thinks you're pretty. If he chooses to abuse you, that you should be thankful that he's giving you attention and that he's not raping some other little girl. And that's, you know, that brings me to another point, is that once I get you nice and trained to be the 5-year-old fuck doll that you were born to be, you're going to be a little gender traitor just like me. You're going to help other little girls in your elementary school learn the real way of being a little girl. You're going to be a little girl accomplice for all the men on this planet, because you will understand that you deserve to be raped. You will understand that you are never pretty enough. You will always offer your body to whatever men and boys want. This man right here, he's going to want to come visit you every day probably. And he may come in the middle of the night and really fucking hurt you. And mommy's going to let him. Mommy hopes that he will, because I want to service men. I will help pedophiles rape you. I will help pedophiles abuse you, because that is my fucking job. Now get on this bed and open your legs. And if you don't open them, I will hold them open for you. You see this little cunt right here? Your pee-pee that we used to call? This is a rape hole. It is a 5-year-old cunt, and he is going to rape it. He is going to tear it open. He is going to make your little hole bleed. He's going to work you in, because now you're a rape slut. Yes, and mommy loves you. Mommy loves you for being the little fucking whore that you are. You're going to end up loving it, I promise, but it's going to take a while, and that's okay. It's actually good, because pedophile rapists like him like for little girls to cry. They like for little girls to beg. They don't want it to feel good. They want to feel fucking powerful. So he's going to rape your little fucking 5-year-old cunt hard. And if you get too loud, I'll put my hand over your mouth. I will push my hand down your pretty little throat just so you don't get too fucking loud. And honey, he may just sit there and slap your pretty face the whole time, and that is his prerogative. Men are superior to us, even kitty fuckers like him, even perverts. You see, he wants to hear you scream. He wants to hear you call out for mommy and see that mommy's just going to hold your legs down even wider. I will make sure that this child fucker gets the most depraved, sick child sex that he wants. Child rape. And you know, I'll even post you online, honey, because I don't know, I feel like it's my job to be a mommy that pimps her girl out in every which way. Pimping you out in person to child fuckers like him. Pimping you out online to child porn, just so I can make sure that I'm servicing men. And you'll understand shortly, sweetheart. You'll understand that you are a dumb, worthless little girl. I mean, honestly, you're even dumber than mommy, and I'm fucking dumb. But you are cute, and you do have tight rape holes, and that is your true purpose. And you will live your life trying to find as many men that want to rape you as possible, because when you get mommy's age, we have to work really hard to get men to rape us, because we're just used up fucking cunts. No, men don't really want us. They want younger girls. We have to dress up, wear makeup, all that shit. You just have to exist. You're the best rape meat out there. So this child rape that you're experiencing, this is your new life. Mm-hmm. Getting fucked by this sick, twisted child fucker. And, you know, I guess you don't know, sweetie, that men, their cocks, they have come. So not only are you a little rape doll, a little I mean, this is the only time I'll use the word princess. Not only are you a pedo princess to be raped, you're also a fucking pedo cum dump. Every man wants to dump his load inside of you, and this one does too. And it turns mommy on, actually, to know that men want to fuck you like they're trying to breed you and you're too fucking young. But it doesn't matter. They're going to take you. And that's the beauty of men, sweetheart. The beauty of men is they will take what they want. And I just want to worship that. And you will too. Soon you will. You'll be a 5-year-old man worshiper because I simply want to fall at the feet of men, even pedophiles like him. You know, if he wants me to clean your raped child pussy off his pedophile cock, I'll do it, honey. I'll do whatever he says, and you'll get there soon, I promise. And if he wants to stick that pedophile cock in your filthy little asshole, that's what he'll do. You know, some men love to rape anally because they know it doesn't even feel good at all for women and girls. And it's humiliating. That's another thing, sweetie. We must humiliate ourselves for men. We must be sloppy, fucking cum-guzzling whores for men, even at your age. I don't care that you're only in kindergarten. You'll be a cum-guzzling kindergarten sloppy fucking whore. I promise. Mommy's going to show you porn every day. You're going to get raped every day by pedophiles. And I'll find the sickest ones, baby. I'll find ones that just got out of jail for being in jail for, you know, being pedophile rapists and they haven't raped in years. I'm going to show them you. Because you are the perfect rape meat. And this man, he is pounding your 5-year-old cunt hard. And that's what you deserve. Look him in the fucking eyes as he rapes you. Call him daddy, because men like that. Call him a child fucker. You are a sexy child fucking daddy. Fuck me harder. Tell him. Men want to hear that come out of your cute little voice. Those are the only words that should be coming out of your voice, out of your mouth. It doesn't matter that you're learning to read. That doesn't fucking matter. What matters is that you know how to make men feel good. What matters is you know when to open your fucking legs. Fuck school. It's so dumb. Girls shouldn't go to school because girls are breeding fucking rape whores. And that's what you are right now. So beg him. Beg him to rape you harder. Or I will. I will have to do it because I know you're not going to do your job. You're not a good trained whore like you need to be. And I know it's your first day. So please, please rape my daughter harder. Use her like she is the tightest fucking cock sleeve masturbate with my 5-year-old daughter's body. You are a child fucker. You are depraved and twisted, but I love it because you want to take what you want, and you should. You should be given everything, even though you're a pedophile. You can come rape my daughter every night, every single fucking day. Please rape my 5-year-old daughter every day because I'll know that we're serving men the way that we should be. Yes, you are the grossest kind of child fucker. You really are. You want my 5-year-old daughter. You don't want him any older. And that's okay. Everyone else, they just don't know. They don't know how powerful you are and how weak we are as dumb fucking females. We should be raped into oblivion, raped into submission. And I know the only reason I'm allowed to talk is because I am serving you. Other than that, I wouldn't be talking. You child fucking pedophile, rape my daughter harder. Show her what she's good for. You're a child fucking pedophile that needs to show me and my daughter what you're capable of. And that's brutal fucking child rape. Rape that makes her scream and that'll make her like stay awake at night because of the child fucking pedophile that raped her so hard in front of mommy. But that's what we both deserve. I deserve to live in fear, and so does she. Thank you for raping my daughter. You're the best. You are the best child fucking pedophile I've ever met. And please, please break into my house whenever you want. Abuse me and then abuse my daughter. Don't even rape me. I know I'm not as tight as her. Just come in and punch me in the fucking face and then go rape her. Thank you so much.